Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the Boston Red Sox and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Jack Rothrock. Batting second. The first baseman, Bill Sweeney. Batting third. The shortstop, Hal Rein. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Earl Webb. Batting fifth. The second baseman, Otis Miller. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Urbane Pickering. Batting seventh. The catcher, Charlie Berry. Batting eighth. The center fielder, Tom Oliver. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Danny McFadden. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Danny McFadden. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, John Kerr. Batting second. The first baseman, Lou Blue. Batting third. The right fielder, Carl Reynolds. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Lou Fonseca. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Mel Simons. Batting sixth. The shortstop, Bill Sissel. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Herb Jeffries. Batting eighth. The catcher, Benny Tate. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Pat Carraway. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Pat Carraway. And now, play ball. Jack Rothrock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rothrock hits a fly ball into left field. Fonseca settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Sweeney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sweeney hits a ball on the ground towards third. Jeffries can't make a play. That's a base hit. Hal Rein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rein hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Sweeney moves to second. Earl Webb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Webb hits a line drive towards short. Sissel catches it and throws to first to double up Rein. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. John Kerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kerr hits a fly ball into center field. Oliver settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue takes first base on ball four. Carl Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds hits a fly ball into center field. Oliver settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lou Fonseca is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Blue. The throw from Berry and he is safe. Blue steals second. Lou Fonseca is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fonseca takes first base on ball four. Mel Simons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simons hits a fly ball into center field. Oliver settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Otis Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Urbane Pickering is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pickering hits a line drive into right center field, beyond the reach of Simons who is chasing the ball. Pickering reaches third base with a triple. Miller goes all the way around to score. It's 1-0. Red Sox. Charlie Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Carraway can't make a play. That's a base hit. Pickering scores. It's 2-0, Red Sox. Red Faber now pitching. Tom Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver hits a line drive into right field. Reynolds settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Danny McFadden is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McFadden hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kerr fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Jack Rothrock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rothrock is 0 for 1 in the game. Rothrock hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Kerr settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Bill Sissel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sissel hits a fly ball into center field. Oliver settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Herb Jeffries is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jeffries takes first base on ball 4. Benny Tate is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tate hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Miller scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Jeffries moves to second. Two outs. Red Faber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Faber is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the White Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Bill Sweeney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sweeney is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Sweeney hits a fly ball into right field. Reynolds settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Hal Rhein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rhein is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Rhein takes first base on ball 4. Earl Webb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Webb is 0 for 1 in the game. Webb strikes out. Two outs. Otis Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Miller hits a ball on the ground towards third. Jeffries fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. John Kerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kerr is 0 for 1 in the game. Kerr hits a fly ball into center field. Oliver settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Blue takes first base on ball 4. Carl Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds is 0 for 1 in the game. Reynolds hits a line drive into center field. Oliver settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lou Fonseca is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fonseca is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Fonseca hits a line drive into center field. Oliver settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the White Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Urbane Pickering is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pickering is 1 for 1 in the game, with a triple. He's got 1 RBI. Pickering hits a line drive into center field. Simons picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Simons. Pickering moves to third. Charlie Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Berry hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Pickering scores. It's 3-0, Red Sox. Tom Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver is 0 for 1 in the game. Oliver hits a fly ball into left field. Fonseca settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Danny McFadden is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McFadden is 0 for 1 in the game. McFadden bunts towards first. Blue fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Jack Rothrock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rothrock is 0 for 2 in the game. Rothrock hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sissel fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. McFadden moves to second. Bill Sweeney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sweeney is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Sweeney is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Mel Simons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simons is 0 for 1 in the game. Simons hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bill Sissel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sissel is 0 for 1 in the game. Sissel hits a ball on the ground into right center field for a base hit. Simons moves to second. Irv Jeffries is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jeffries is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Jeffries hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Simons scores. Sissel moves to second. It's 3-1, Red Sox. Benny Tate is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tate is 0 for 1 in the game. Tate hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. McFadden fields it and throws to third for the out. Jeffries moves to second. One out. Billy Sullivan pinch hits for Red Faber. Billy Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Miller fields it and throws to second for the out. Jeffries moves to third. Two outs. John Kerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kerr is 0 for 2 in the game. Kerr hits a fly ball into center field. Oliver settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the White Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Garland Braxton now pitching. Hal Rhein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rhein is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Rhein hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Earl Webb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Webb is 0 for 2 in the game. Webb strikes out. There goes Rhein. The throw from Tate to Sissel, and Rhein is out. Two outs. Otis Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Miller hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Urbane Pickering is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pickering is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a triple. He's got one RBI. Pickering strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue is 0 for 0 in the game. With two walks. Blue is called out on strikes. One out. Carl Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds is 0 for 2 in the game. Reynolds hits a line drive into left field. Rothrock settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lou Fonseca is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fonseca is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Fonseca hits a line drive into left field. Rothrock settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the White Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Charlie Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. He's got two RBIs. Berry hits a ball on the ground towards third. Jeffries fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Tom Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver is 0 for 2 in the game. Oliver hits a ball on the ground towards second. Kerr scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. Two outs. Danny McFadden is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McFadden is 0 for 2 in the game. McFadden strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Mel Simons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simons is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Simons hits a line drive into left field. Rothrock settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Sissel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sissel is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Sissel hits a ball on the ground towards short. Ryan can't make a play. That's a base hit. Herb Jeffries is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jeffries is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Jeffries hits a fly ball into left field. Rothrock settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Benny Tate is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tate is 0 for 2 in the game. Tate hits a fly ball into center field. Oliver settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the White Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jack Rothrock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rothrock is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Rothrock hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sissel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bill Sweeney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sweeney is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Sweeney hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sissel fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Hal Rein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rein is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles and a walk. Rein hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Reynolds. Rein reaches second base with a double. Sweeney moves to third. Earl Webb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Webb is 0 for 3 in the game. Webb hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Sweeney scores. Rein scores. It's 5-1, Red Sox. Otis Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. Miller hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sissel fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Urbane Pickering is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pickering is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a triple. He's got one RBI. Pickering hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sissel misplays the ball. That's an error on Sissel. Miller moves to second. Charlie Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 3 for 3 in the game, with three singles. He's got two RBIs. Berry hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Fonseca. Berry reaches second base with a double. Miller scores. Pickering goes all the way around to score. Two runs are unearned. It's 7-1, Red Sox. Tom Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver is 0 for 3 in the game. Oliver hits a fly ball into left field. Fonseca settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 7, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Garland Braxton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Braxton hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Miller scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. John Kerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kerr is 0-for-3 in the game. Kerr takes first base on ball 4. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue is 0-for-1 in the game. With 2 walks. Blue hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Kerr moves to second. Carl Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds is 0-for-3 in the game. Reynolds hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Barry settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Lou Fonseca is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fonseca is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Fonseca hits a fly ball into right field. Webb settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 7, and the White Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Luke Appling now playing shortstop. Danny McFadden is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McFadden is 0-for-3 in the game. McFadden hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Braxton fields it and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Jack Rothrock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rothrock is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Rothrock hits a ball on the ground towards third. Jeffries fields it and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Bill Sweeney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sweeney is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles. Sweeney hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Fonseca. Sweeney reaches second base with a double. Hal Rein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rein is 3-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles, a double, and a walk. Rein takes first base on ball 4. Earl Webb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Sweeney. The throw from Tate and he is out, Jeffries applying the tag. Rein moves to second. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 7, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Mel Simons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simons is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Simons hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Barry fields it and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling hits a line drive into right field. Webb settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Herb Jeffries is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jeffries is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Jeffries strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Red Sox 7, and the White Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Earl Webb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Webb is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Webb hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Otis Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles. Miller strikes out. 2 outs. Urbane Pickering is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pickering is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a triple. He's got 1 RBI. Pickering strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Red Sox 7, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Benny Tate is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tate is 0-for-3 in the game. Tate hits a line drive into right field. Webb settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Bob Fothergill pinch hits for Garland Braxton. Bob Fothergill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fothergill hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ted Lyons pinch runs for Bob Fothergill. John Kerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kerr is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk, Kerr hits a fly ball into right field. Webb settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. That is defensive interference on unknown player with unknown particulars. Lyons moves to second. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and two walks. Blue hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Miller scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Boston Red Sox, 7, and Chicago White Sox, 1. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.